This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, you can email me love, hate, death, threats, whatever you want, Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. Before I get to the Hunter Biden stuff and the Merrick Garland stuff and the Pirates this hour, yeah, look, we have to get involved in primaries more. We have to get involved in local elections more. We're mad about budgets. We're mad about this. But our caucus is too small. We don't get involved in elections. Dear balding pink flower, this guy says. I live in the suburbs of Ohio. In 2020, one of the roads I routinely run down, there were half dozen houses that were decked out with Trump 2020 signs and an equal number of houses in the with Biden 2020 signs. Flash forward to now. We have local elections coming up, and I'm running down the same street. None of the Trump houses have even a single sign. Every single commie house is littered with signs for every position that needs to be filled. Even though Trump won the state by 8 points, the commies will rot this place from the inside out. Like you said, we have a people problem, not a politician problem. Says I can say his name. His name is Jake. Ooh, and he says, P.S. I made brisket nachos for a party this weekend. I used your queso as a cheese sauce. You'd be proud I took 100% credit for the recipe. I am proud of you. All right. Look, he's right. And we talk about it all the time. But we are getting better. It's just something we have to stay on and stay on and stay on. And the frustrating thing is, it's not you, right? I know you're voting in your local elections. I know you're not going to miss one. I'm not going to miss one. Our friends and family members have to be dragged along with us. We have this horrible savior complex in politics on the right. The communists never have this to their credit because all they want to do is fight and destroy. That's all they want to do. They never find a candidate, a single candidate, and hang everything on them. And look, Joe Biden's a great example. When's the last time you saw a Democrat? Forget about now, before the election. So when all the hope is there, did you see a single Democrat talking about Joe Biden is going to fix it all? He's going to fix everything. He'll save us. Only Joe Biden can save us. You never saw a Democrat talk like that. They never talk like that because they understand the next fight, the next fight, the next fight, the next fight, the next fight. There's always the next fight. But you go to people on the right, and look, you can find them. They're all over the place. Oh, Trump's going to save it all. Just elect Trump. Trump 2024. He'll drain the deep state, the swamp. Trump. Hey, did you vote in your city council election? It was last week. What? City council? Here? Huh? I had no idea. Anyway, Trump 2024. That's what the right is. We have got to become workers. We're looking for a political savior who's never going to come. We've got to start thinking about ourselves as workers. We are workers. We can win so many elections in this country. Not only this year, we have local ones coming. Next year, even if the 2024 presidential race goes really bad for us, and it might, we can have an incredible year and sweep all these local elections if we start relying on ourselves instead of the next savior. Ain't no savior coming. All right? Not politically. Ain't no savior coming. All right. Now, speaking of legal stuff, there is something that just blows me away about people when they get famous. This is not a left, right, or middle thing, because you can find all kind of Republicans who do this too. When people get involved in legal matters, whether it be a lawsuit or a criminal trial, something like that, people, they tend to want to speak publicly. And that is a human nature. It is. You will want to speak. You will want to defend yourself publicly. Because after all the public generally gets is a list of the crimes you've been accused of. And you want to go out there on camera, maybe social media, I didn't do any of this. I'm innocent. But I do know some lawyers. And I'm not one, keep in mind. I do know some. I have them in my family. I have friends. I know some. I have one now. I just have one. A good friend of mine. I have a lawyer now. And I will tell you, I have never spoken to a single lawyer in my life who said, man, I wish my client had talked more publicly before the trial. I have never run into that once. But I have run into lawyer after lawyer after lawyer after lawyer after lawyer after lawyer who talks about their client's comments dooming them at the trial. I've seen it in divorces. I've seen it in criminal trials. It's what, look, you've heard me scream about Trump. I know he's Mr. Publicity. Today he was out there in public giving another public press conference, giving people updates on the trial. He was on social media last night trashing the judge the day before the trial. I've been screaming, I don't want Trump to go to prison. Stop giving interviews about your legal problems. And the same thing applies across the board. Like I said, it's not a Republican-Democrat thing. Hunter Biden is in serious trouble. He's in serious trouble because the system is probably forced to make an example of him now. It's not just Donald Trump who's going to federal prison. Hopefully not, but maybe. Hunter Biden is probably going to be sharing a cell with him. Hunter Biden committed verifiable felonies. They tried to get him off with a sweetheart deal. I know they're going to try to give him a soft landing now. That may not be possible. Hunter Biden, facing multiple felony counts, just sat down with Good Morning America.
Your father did shake hands with Mr. Lee, though, correct, in the lobby of that hotel?
I don't remember, but probably. Yeah, I hope so. I hope he did. He was my friend.
Jonathan Lee.
Yeah, for almost 13 years.
He was your friend and your business partner.
Yeah, but I understand. So really, Amy, whether I'm in New York or whether I'm in Washington, D.C., a friend and a business associate is in the hotel. And my dad's staying there. Is it inappropriate for me to have coffee with them?
I don't find anything wrong. So that meeting was not a mistake. It was not unethical.
100% not. No.
What do you say to people who believe this is exactly why people hate Washington? A vice president's son can make money in countries where your father is doing official government business.
By the way, well, I don't know what to tell you. I made a mistake in retrospect as it related to creating any perception that was wrong.
I'm not a big fan of the Biden family, and I'm not exactly pulling for Hunter Biden here, but bro, you really need to stop giving television interviews. You are going to trial now, and every word you speak will be read and used against you in the trial. They will use his words against him in the trial. They will use Trump's words against him in the trial. Hunter Biden, why is he doing an interview with Good Morning America? When you are facing legal problems,
You spend every dime you have on the best lawyer you have, and then you shut your freaking mouth until the trial is over. Oh, he kept going.
Do you regret being on the board to begin with?
No, I don't regret being on the board. What I regret is not taking into account that there would be a Rudy Giuliani and a president of the United States that would be listening to this ridiculous conspiracy idea, which has, again, been completely debunked by everyone.
Yeah, that's not good. Hunter Biden, look, Hunter Biden is going to go to prison. I'm telling you right now, Hunter Biden's going to prison. They're going to try to keep him out of prison like they already tried to keep him out before. I don't think it can be avoided now. And because here's what he's going to do. He can't stop himself from talking. He can't stop himself from giving interviews. I'll just do another interview. I'll just do another this. I'll just do another that. He's going to create, and probably already has created, a situation where the system has to throw him in prison. They have to. They probably don't have a choice already. But these people, I don't know what it is about famous people, especially. Maybe it's because they're so used to, whenever there's a controversy, you know, they're getting a divorce or something like that, they're so used to running to their PR people or running to the cameras and speaking. Look, this is just a side note from me to you. I hope you never run into any legal trouble, not civil, not criminal, not of any kind. I hope you never run into any legal trouble. I hope I never run into any legal trouble. But I will tell you, if you ever do, please, I'm begging you from the bottom of my heart, shut up. Stay off social media. Don't tweet about it. Don't put it on Facebook. Don't even talk to friends and family. Don't text your buddy about it, because that will be brought up in court against you. Shut your mouth if you're in legal trouble. It doesn't help you. It will hurt you. All right? All right, we have to talk about pirates. And Merrick Garland and Joe Biden. And we have to talk about ourselves. You see, we were talking earlier, right? We read that email earlier. Hey, what do I do? I've got a great family. I got a great job. What do I do? Here's what you do. Focus, not in a hippie way, but focus on yourself first. Not selfishly. You care for yourself, your family, your job, your own life first. Let's all get those things in order. We can't save the country if we're a mess. We can't save the country if physically we're a mess either. If we have our levels all out of balance, there's nothing we can do to save America. Go get your blood work done. That's one of the best things you can do. Get your blood work done. Take a look at those T levels, fellas. How they looking? I know how they look because you drink estrogen. It's in the water. It's in my water. It's in your water. We need male vitality stacks from Chalk to keep us strong and ready. Ladies, you need a female vitality stack. We have got to have natural herbal supplements to try to counteract all the chemical filth these people are dumping into us. Chalk.com, Chalk.com, promo code Jesse gets us 35% off for life. Go now. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I do apologize for getting a little upset earlier in the show. If you missed that, you can download a podcast of the show. They podcast every show. iHeart, Google, Spotify, iTunes. We get to Merrick Garland in a second. Let's do a couple emails. Jesse, I know you hate Vivek, but these debates look stupid. I wish DeSantis people would ask Vivek's people to do a debate. If they separate from these idiots, they would fall away. We'd be hearing serious questions from time to time. What say you? A couple things. I don't hate Vivek. Just don't trust Vivek at all. That's one. Two, when it comes to the whole debate thing, this is an old campaign technique from long ago and one that I have used myself unsuccessfully. It's a very common one. When I was running for Congress, I was the only one in the GOP primary for the longest time because the race didn't look winnable. Then the race started filling up with people once it looked like it was going to be a Tea Party year. Well, I didn't like that it was filling up with people, and I wanted to make myself look like the nominee. So what did we do? I challenged the current Democrat incumbent to a debate. Of course, they laughed it off and ignored it because I wasn't even the nominee yet. But I challenged her to a debate. Why? Trying to make myself look like the nominee. Look more important than I was. Trying to act like the nominee. Just recently, Ron DeSantis challenged Donald Trump to a one-on-one debate. Now, Trump's not going to do that when he's got all the polls showing he's up by a bunch, whatever that number is. He's not going to do that. Why would you do that if you're DeSantis? Because you're trying to make yourself look like the only alternative to the debate. Therefore, why would DeSantis do that for Vivek? Same reason Trump won't do it for DeSantis. DeSantis wouldn't do it for Vivek. He'd never let that happen. Dear Jesse, obviously not S5 because you can't read citations good. I just won elections for school site council. They oversee where the money goes in our educational system. I won despite my statement being censored. It originally read exactly like everyone else's, but exactly the opposite of theirs. When it came time to vote, my statement only read, I'm a combat Marine and I have raised 3 daughters. I won. Not only won, but after the first meeting, got voted in as the vice chairperson, which I immediately corrected as vice chairman. Please continue to send the message to get involved. His name is Michael. And he said I can say his name. He got involved. Not nationally. Michael didn't go out there and just nail a Trump sign in the lawn and say, there, I got involved. I'm politically involved. I'm helping. Michael got out there and dug in and got the daggone job done. Well done, Michael. Legal and local. All right. Let's deal with Merrick Garland. Merrick Garland did a long sit down, and there's only a couple parts I'm going to go through because we still have to get to other things like the Biden stuff, which I haven't got to and whatnot. But there are a couple doozies in there. This one I particularly enjoyed. This one where he accidentally told the truth.
You are not in communication with the president or any member of his administration with regard to the investigation of former President Trump.
No, I am not.
No, I'm not. Now, maybe you heard that and you said to yourself, that's a liar. Of course he's coordinating with Joe Biden in the Biden White House. Of course they're talking all the time. Of course they're all in this together. That's a lie. Well, that's where you'd be wrong. You see, these people, what they have, remember, they are the system. These people are the system. And because of that, these people all know the rules of the system like the back of their hand. Have you ever, here's a good example of this. Have you ever seen a mob movie? You ever seen a mafia movie? It's a great mafia movie. Goodfellas, Donnie Brasco, pick your mafia movie. You've seen a mafia movie, right? Well, you've undoubtedly seen a scene in the mafia movies where they speak in some kind of bizarre code, or they subtly ask for something and everyone knows what they're asking for, yet they don't say it. I have a meeting with the boss. And the boss says, hey, Jesse, this guy across town, he's creating a lot of problems for us. It would be really better if this guy across town, man, if he didn't do that anymore, it'd be better. Now, I was just told to go kill that guy. I know it. The boss knows it. But I know, and the boss, we both know something else. We both know the law. We've both been involved in enough criminal trials. We both know the law. We know that if what I just told my buddy is read aloud in a court, I will not be convicted on that. I didn't say anything, did I? I said it would be better if he wasn't doing it. I didn't say anything. You see what I mean? They know the rules of the game, and they play the rules of the game. Merrick Garland. I'm definitely not talking to Joe
you
Biden.
You are not in communication with the president or any member of his administration with regard to the investigation of former President Trump.
No, I am not.
Well, of course he's not. All of his text messages, all of his email communications, they're all subject to subpoena. All that stuff might come out one day. His private, if he were to visit the White House, that has to be logged. They keep White House logs. That has to be come out one day. That stuff can come out. That stuff can incriminate him. Merrick Garland, all these senators, congressmen, presidents, they all understand very clearly what the rules are and what the rules aren't. And they have a perfect system set up so they don't have to do anything overtly illegal. They can just make sure illegal stuff gets done. What am I talking about? I'll explain in a minute. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
Hey there. I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way. And we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put two and two together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yes, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I don't know why the guy would go into the lady's house if she made him nervous. They just said that Land and Down Under song that I met a strange lady. She made me nervous. She took me in and made me breakfast. Do you often go into the homes of ladies who make you nervous? What, Chris? His car did break down. Good call, Chris. Good call. You know what he needs? A handyman like me. Shut up. Anyway, back to our story. Okay, Merrick Garland. He says he's not involved with the Trump
investigation. You are not in communication with the president or any member of his administration with regard to the investigation of former President Trump.
No, I am not.
Okay, I want you to picture this. Because he's not. He's not going to get himself involved legally because he's not going to risk that. Here's what we have in this country. This is the situation we have. I want you to picture me. That'll be a glorious sight, won't it? What, Chris? I want you to picture me. And I have this army of men in front of me, 1,000 of them. And I'm training all of them to swat flies. Have I ever told you how great I am at swatting flies? What, Chris? No, I became a master. Well, let me, okay, pause for a second. This is going to come back to Merrick Garland. I need to explain why I'm so incredible at swatting flies. I can't, stop shaking your head, Chris. I am. Okay, so for most of my life, I was normal at swatting flies. I was like you, a normal person, a normal level of fly deadliness. And then we ended up joining the Marines. We ended up going to Iraq. And there is a season in Iraq where we were at the time. I don't know if this is countrywide. I wasn't in the whole place by the time this season came around, but we were in Najaf in Iraq. And there is a season that is fly season. Now, I'm sure you've experienced flies in your life. You've never experienced flies like this. We routinely joked that this was just like the biblical plague, one of the Moses plagues of Egypt. It was that kind of flies. And, well, you would wake up every morning, and because we didn't have any enclosures or anything like that, nothing sealed in, every morning, and I forget how long this lasts. I wanted to say a few weeks, maybe a month. Every morning, you would wake up to flies crawling all over your face and your body. I don't mean a fly. 20, 30 flies would just be covering you. And whenever we weren't doing anything, we would gather around and we'd kill flies. All right, so I'm a unique fly hater. And we just sit around in a big circle just dying of boredom with flip-flops and just kill flies until we had just huge piles of them. All right, so I hate flies. Let's say I had an army of 1,000 men and I'm using my hatred of flies and I'm telling my stories and I'm arming every one of them with fly swatters. And I'm saying, gentlemen, you must protect this nation from this pest. You must go out now and you must kill flies. And every day for a year, we've got fly boot camp, Jesse's fly boot camp, where we are training to be faster and deadlier when it comes to our fly killing. And then after that year, I turn these men loose and I say, go, gentlemen, kill every fly you can find. And eventually somebody comes and asks me, hey, Jesse, one of these guys, he just killed like 1,000 flies in this area. Hey, Jesse, did you tell him to do that? Nope. Did you direct him to do that? I don't know what you're talking about. Are you involved with him right now? Well, no, of course not. That's what Merrick Garland, that's what the communists in this country have at their disposal, now. For decades, the communist has worked his way up through America's institutions. He used to be on the street corner where he belongs. Now he's in the education system, media, you know all these things. Now, what Merrick Garland has at his disposal is an army of people in the justice system who've been trained in fly killing for a year. They're obsessed with fly killing, and they don't need to go back and check in with Merrick Garland on how to kill them. They don't need to go back and check in with Merrick Garland on whether or not he approves of the flies killing them. Merrick Garland, Joe Biden, all the commies in this country, they understand that the army is already trained and the army has already been equipped and the army has already been sent out into the world. So they don't actually have to provide for them any direction at all. In fact, it's better if they don't. Allow your army of fly killers to go out and do what you've trained them to do. They understand. All of them do. From Joe Biden to Merrick Garland to the people in academia, they all understand. They don't have to provide guidance. There's an entire army of Letitia Jameses in the world. They'll go do your fighting for you with no effort on your behalf.
Donald Trump and the other defendants have committed persistent and repeated fraud. Last week, we proved that in our motion for summary judgment. Today, we will prove our other claims. My message is simple. No matter how powerful you are, no matter how much money you think you may have, no one is above the law. And it is my responsibility and my duty and my job to enforce it. The law is both powerful and fragile.
Yeah, okay. Merrick Garland doesn't have to direct anybody or accept any direction from Biden or anybody. Everyone knows what the deal is. The deal is Donald Trump must be destroyed at any cost. Again, these people say this stuff all the time because that's how they've been trained.
The number one issue in this country is defeating Donald Trump.
Over and over and over again. So now, that's how they all think, and that's how they all operate. But that's not the part I wanted to get to with Merrick Garland. The part I wanted to get to was the part that made me smile as I watched it. Why did it make me smile? Well, because I was right again. You remember, I've said this many, many times. This is one of the many times I've said something like this. This is me from back in the day.
You've seen all these drag queen things
where the public will get wind of it. It's in these red towns and red cities all over. Oh, drag queen story hour for kids. A drag queen dance off for kids. Bring little Billy. And you freak out. Whenever we find out about them, we bring them up to you. You freak out. You're calling City Hall phones. You're complaining. This is an outrage. And soon what happens? The event gets canceled, or the, quote, drag queen pulls out. And what do they do every single time? Do they say, hey, we realize this is not popular. I don't want to bother your kids. It's not popular with the community. You've never once heard that ever. Every single one of them pulls out. And what do they say? Everyone, 100%. They all pull out and say threats. Sorry, but look, we were going to let your 5-year-old daughter put dollar bills in my thong as I danced in her face. But sorry, we got threats. You people are so violent. These threats. But this is a tactic they use. Claim to be the victim of threats whenever they're caught with something. Always be on the lookout for it, all right? Because it's one of their favorite techniques. Again, this goes back to them using your values against you. It's one of their favorite techniques. The legal system has declared war on Republicans. Donald Trump is chief among them, but they've declared war on all of us. Merrick Garland, he took his opportunity in his 60 Minutes interview to warn us about all these threats.
Attorney General Garland leads 115,000 employees, prosecutors, agents of the FBI, and other federal law enforcement. Additional security is now assigned to protect judges and prosecutors after the Trump cases drew death threats. Political violence is among Garland's gravest concerns.
It's good to be me sometimes, Chris. I don't know what. Why are you shaking your head, Chris? Look, this is why we talk concepts instead of specific stories on the show. This is why I try to figure out and you try to figure out the tactics these people use. What do they do? What are they going to do? Why are they doing this? This is something that you should just automatically have in your mind every single time you hear some filthy communist complain about the threats. So what about threats? I'm getting threats. I'm getting threatened. That is only a tactic. 99% of the time, it's not true. But even when it is true, they don't care about the threats. This is a tactic. This is communism 101. And it's them using your values against you. You hate Merrick Garland and you hate Merrick Garland. And then you hear that somebody threatened him. And instinctively, because you're a good person, you go, oh, no, I don't like that. But nobody threatened him. It's all just a sympathy play. All right, he wasn't quite done. I want to try to get to a couple more things he said before we get to headlines. I didn't get to. That might be difficult. Look, we're a little overwhelmed here. Before we get to that, I'm going to talk about putting your money where your morals are. In many, many, many ways, this is difficult. It can be very difficult. How do you put your money where your morals are when it comes to buying a car or back to school supplies or buying a phone? Well, buying the phone itself may be difficult, but your mobile service, that part should be very, very easy. All you have to do is avoid Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile and go with Pure Talk, the patriotic cell company that actually loves this country, that shares your values, the values of America, the values of hiring Americans. That's what they do at Pure Talk. And your bill, my bill, got cut in half when we switched. And all you have to do to switch, pick up your phone. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. That'll save you an extra 50% off your first month. Dial #250 right now and say Jesse Kelly.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show before we check out of here, and then I'm off for the week. I'm just kidding. I'm going to be back tomorrow. I can't believe you fell for that. We're going to be back tomorrow and every day this week. You can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Your love, your hate, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions. I'm going to try to get through this Merrick Garland thing so I can do some headlines and maybe one or two more emails because I've been lacking on that today. We just had too much, but did you see Merrick cried?
People can argue.
I'm only laughing because this plays right off of the threats thing they just did. Oh my gosh. Well, I guess I should play that in case you missed it. The threats!
Attorney General Garland leads 115,000 employees, prosecutors, agents of the FBI, and other federal law enforcement. Additional security is now assigned to protect judges and prosecutors after the Trump cases drew death threats. Political violence is among Garland's gravest concerns.
Yes, definitely, definitely. I'm sorry, I just can't stop laughing at this. I know that makes me a bad person.
People can argue with each other as much as they want and as vociferously as they want. But the one thing they may not do is use violence and threats of violence to alter the outcome. An important aspect of this is the American people themselves. The American people must protect each other.
He's crying.
They must ensure.
We have to protect each other, guys. He could have gone on there, but I'm sorry. I can't risk your T levels dropping. I can't risk my T levels dropping. But all that paled in comparison to this one, and then we'll move on. He keeps using this line, but it's weird that he uses this line because it kind of gives the game away. And before I play it, I want you to picture this scenario. What if there were two sets of people in front of me? And I was going to give out free Powerball tickets to one set of people. And the two sets of people, one, they're all dressed in red. The other one, they're all dressed in blue. All right, you ready? So I have two sets of people all dressed in front of me. Only get this. I'm blind. I can't see. So I know there are two sets of people in front of me. And I know I'm going to give this out, but I can't see them. So I don't see the red or the blue. Now, that's supposed to be justice, right? Which made this comment from Merrick Garland, I found very interesting.
We do not have one rule for Republicans and another rule for Democrats. We don't have one rule for foes and another for friends.
Foes and friends? Who were the foes? I know he's trying to do this we're impartial thing, but you are supposed to be impartial. Justice is supposed to be blind, right? That's why they have the blindfold on the lady everywhere. I'm just curious. You keep using that line. We don't have one rule for friends and one rule for foes. Well, who are your friends? I'm just curious. You said it. I didn't say it. Who are your friends? Who are your foes?
We do not have one rule for Republicans and another rule for Democrats. We don't have one rule for foes and another for friends.
If me, Blind Jesse, stand in front of the two groups of people and I say, I'm going to hand out these Powerball tickets to one of you groups, but I want you to know I'm not going to be partial. I'm not going to pick the red or the blue. I don't care who it is. Well, you'd probably question just how blind I am, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you now? Let's get to some emails, a couple more. Hey, Jesse, what is the name of the home pistol practice product? That's a mouthful. The home pistol practice product you're referring to, I'm assuming that would be Mantis X. You know, the one the Green Berets use. Isn't that so cool? You train, when you get a Mantis X system, they ship it to your home and you start practicing, dry fire practicing in your home. And you're going through these different drills and you're switching hands and you're doing things you'd never really done before, but you're watching yourself get better and better and better and better and better. Isn't it a little cool to sit and think the Green Berets are doing this too? To think, wow, that drill I just went through, the Green Berets might be doing that as we speak. You know, the Green Berets use Mantis X, right? The Marines, boot camp. Go to Paris Island right now. You know what you'll see? Mantis X. The professionals who want to be fast and deadly. The professionals whose lives depend on it. They use Mantis X to practice. Stop driving to the range every time you want to practice. Stop buying another 1,000 rounds of ammo every time you want to practice. Go get a Mantis X system and practice that way. MantisX.com. All right? MantisX.com. Go get you one.
And now,
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Pirates wreak havoc on San Francisco Bay with vessels stolen and ransacked. According to an ex-harbor master, this is from the New York Post. I got so unreasonably excited when I heard there were pirates in San Francisco Bay. Not because I want anybody to be robbed or hurt or anything like that. But as you watch California descend into this dystopian nightmare, you know how we've talked lots of times how we can't see what's coming? None of us can see exactly how bad it'll get because you can't picture what the communists can picture. I never even considered that there would just be pirates off the coast of California pillaging ships. The new wave. Thanks, California, for once again leading the way. New $4 billion Panasonic electric vehicle battery factory in Kansas requires so much power that the facility will need its own coal plant to run it. I only play this for you not as kind of a tongue-in-cheek making fun of the environmentalist thing. I play that for you just to remind everyone in America that the push to electric vehicles, we don't have a power grid that's able to support a push to electric vehicles, and we're going to have blackouts in this country if these people aren't stopped. More than 40% of the labor force to be impacted by AI in 3 years, according to Morgan Stanley forecasts. I don't know what these percentages are. I don't know what to believe or not believe, but I do know AI is real. It is coming, and all of us, you, me, everybody, had better develop skills and employer needs that cannot be replicated by a super smart computer, or you, me, all of us are going to find ourselves in the welfare line. CBS hypes Christian activists spreading the, quote, gospel of fossil fuel abolition. Good freaking grief. I'm not even going to go off on that. I already raised my voice once. I'm not doing it twice in the show, Chris. Retail apocalypse. 3,200 stores across America set to shut by the end of the year. I wonder, with all this shuttering of stores, what's going to happen to that sacred place in America, the mall food court? Are we going to be, what? Why are you shaking your head, Chris? I love the free samples, the everything. What's going to happen to the mall food court? Look, I'm stressed about it. You may not like the mall. I love the mall. Coming to see you soon, Orange Julius. And I'll see you again tomorrow. That's all.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.